Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainus Daf Ches, and we are on Zayin Amabez by the Mishnah, but just one ha'ara, as I said. The Mishnah, the Gemara said that one is not supposed to be with one's wife during a Shnas Hara'av, and we learned that from Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Yulat Shnei Vanim, Emasai Tviterim Tavo Shnas Hara'av. So based on that, Tosfos asked the question, but we have a Medrash, and we know Rashi quotes it in Parshas Vayigash, how do you get to 70 Nefashos, right? There was only 69, that the Yocheved was Nolda Ben Achomos, right? She was born right on the way in. So if she was born on the way in, so how is it that she was born then? Said the top here, top toast was Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. V'im Toma Hara Yocheved Nolda Ben Achomos, right? Like it says in Soto Yud Beis, V'yoso Ha'ace Ace Ra'av Haya. It was a time of famine. V'yal Karachach Shim Shumitosein B'pshnei Ravon. It must be they were Meshavish Mitasam during the famine. V'yesh Lomar says Tosfos Delakuli Alma Lo Avi Aser El Elam Isharotz Elino Gasma B'Chasidus. It was always a chumra. It's not a din. It's a chumra. V'Yosef Lo Shimesh Al Sharbani Adam Shimshu. Yosef was different, even different than Levi, right? The Yocheved's father. So either way, this is Tosfos. There are other answers given to this question. If you look in the various Rishonim that are, the Ritva here says, maybe V'yesh Lomar Da'al Rav Shel Goyim Ein Lanu Lehitztayr. Ela She Yosef Hayim Mitztayr Be'Bnei Shal Yasavri Aviv Echav Hayi Baravon. Right? They thought, Yosef thought that his family was Baravon. That's why he did it, but his family had food, and now they were just going for the future. If you look in the Hadar Zakenim on Ala Torah, on that Pasuk, he quotes Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Hani Mili Hanavi Asher Shama Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'asa Li'oz Rav. Kigon Yosef. Sheyada de Bavada, Yosef heard and understood Paro's dreams that it was a form of nevuah, so he knew of a rav. Avalevi lo yada davar bavadai, he didn't know for sure. Avalefichach shimesh mitaso, number one, based on nevuah. V'yod yesh lomar de toli beplokta, maybe it depends on the machlokes for about the mitzvah puravu. Where machlokes besham beis hillel, two sons or a son and a daughter. Tipligi b'mesachas yavamis. Yosef held two boys, and he had two boys, and therefore he was already Yotze. Levi Savar, Kamandar Ben Ubas. Vadayan Lo Hayel Abbas, he didn't have a daughter yet. So maybe that was the question about Puravu when he was, in that situation. If you look in the Riva, another one of the Bali HaTosfos on Chumash, Shemelo Shimesh Levi Achin is Basar Shal Yosef Chai, Umoshel Al Haaretz. Maybe he wasn't, right, it took a few months, maybe there were 9 months from the time they found out that Yosef was alive, until they came down. Vaz Nisaber Eishas Levi Meyocheved, the Ichru Lavo L'Mitzrayim, Tesh Chadashim, O Zion Kashir Ibura, L'Kach Noldu Yocheved, Bein HaChomo. So various answers given to this question. Okay, we continue now with the next Mishnah. Avru, Elu, Velonenu, if these three, the next three fast, right? The next three passed and it still hadn't rained. Velonenu, Bezen, Gozut, Ocheva, Shehain, Shalosh, Esrei, Tanios, Alatzibor. Bezen has another 7, which is 13 altogether. Uma, Elu, Yisera, Salavishonos. What chumra did these have, did these 7 have, that the earlier 6 didn't have? Shebe, Elu, Masriyan. By these, we are Masriyan, we blow. What do we blow? Discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly we blow. The Pnei Moshe and the Karbonet here both say Shofaros. You have other evidence, but some of the Gemaras, it sounds like Chatzotzros. Chatzotzros, Shofaros, what do you blow? But you blow something, right, based on the Pasuk in Baloscha, that we blow instruments along with our tfilos at a time of tzara. Shebe'elu masriyan v'no'alin esachanuyos. And also the stores are closed. So people realize, right, it's not, they don't need food, so I don't need tons of food because they're fasting that day, but all of the stores are closed, so people aren't having the entertainment and the idea of stores clothing, so they could stay home and realize what the day is supposed to be about and think about tshuva. But the Mishnah does say that you need food to break your fast. Ubesheni matim em rashecha. On Mondays, right, the fasts, if you remember, were Monday, Thursday, Mondays. So on Monday, they used to open it im rashecha towards the end of the day. Matin, we'll see that means. They opened it up a little bit, partially, so people could get food to break their fast. And on Thursday, the whole day, they did that. Did they do that, open it normally or just partially? That's an unanswered question in the Gemara. On Chamishi, they opened it because of Kavod Shabbos. People have to get food for Shabbos. And therefore, it was open even during this time. Good. Rabbi Yudin Breidrev Chama de Kfar Tachmin. Why is it that there are 13 and no more? Right? Why is it 13? 3, 3, and 7. So it's 13 and then they stop. Why? Because if you do the math, Kivtoch Arbaim Sha'asa Moshe Bahar. If you do the math, if you have fast days spread over Monday, Thursday, so then it adds up to about 41, the Korban Eda says. So it's about the same time that Moshe Rabbeinu was on our Sinai for. That was a time of forgiveness. And that's why we parallel that time. There are more days. There's a machlokas whether, you know, if you do Monday, Thursday, and then the second step starts on Thursday, so then it works out. But if there are some that say that every set starts on a Monday, so then it's going to be more days because you skip a Thursday. You have Monday, Thursday, and then you got to wait till the following Monday to start. So there will be more than 41 days. Okay, but it's about that amount of time. Reb Yosef, why don't you do it more than that? So number one, you want to be parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu's 40 days. Or number two, Al Shem Shem Matrichan, Al Tzibur Yosef Midai. We don't want to cause so much difficulty on the Tzibur to fast more than 13. 13 is plenty of days. We're not going to fast more than that because it's just going to be too hard. Reb Chiya Barba, Shim Hayu Shnei Dvarim, Konetiris Keshamim V'Govai Masrin Alehen. The Pnei Moshe says this means that if there's a double plague, there's a drought and there's govai, right? Govai, some of the crops are falling apart, or maybe govai is a type of grasshopper or locusts that would destroy the crops. So if you have that with the droughts, so then matrim, what does that mean? You do even more than 13. Why? V'lama v'ilein tarti milaya. Why? For these two specifically, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, v'ilein tarti milaya shiraya ravi. Right? These two things, the disaster is going to become great and it's going to be terrible. You have these two potential latsaris together, so it's a problem. U'b'sheni matinim chashecha. What does it mean, b'sheni, late in the day? You matin. Poseach echad v'no'al echad. If you have two doors on the store, you open one door. You open it partially, so people still realize that it is not the same, not what it should be. Remember the time, even though they're getting food, but really it still hasn't rained yet. Bechamishi, we term day kavod Shabbos, and on Thursday it's mutar kol kavod Shabbos, right? Even though a Thursday you buy the food, you don't have to. We don't save everything for Friday, right? Kavod Shabbos starts, as we know, the entire week. Kavod Shabbos. Remember the Gemara Maseches Beitza, where the Gemara discusses how Shammai and Hillel each prepared differently for Shabbos. Well, let's just finish this line and then we'll read the Gemara in Beitza. So the Gemara here wonders on Chamishi Kavod Shabbos. Ma poseach echad v'no'al echad, o poseach et shneihem. Right? Unclear whether on Thursday, the whole day, you opened it partially, or on Thursday, you just opened it regular because of Kavod Shabbos. That's an unanswered question here in the Gemara. Gemara in Beitza, the beginning of the second parak, in the Bavli, quotes the machlokas between Shammai and Hillel, that they both prepared for Shabbos before Shabbos. Amru alav al Shammai hazakein. Kol yamav hayaochal l'kavod Shabbos. All of his days, the whole week, he would get ready for Shabbos. He would eat l'kavod Shabbos. Matzah behemen na'eh, if he found a nice, beautiful animal, Omer, he would save it and say zela Shabbos. He would save it for Shabbos. Matzah acheres na'eh man, if he would find another beautiful animal, meniach hazashniyah, he would say, okay. He would leave the new one that he found, which was even nicer than the first one, v'ochal hazarishon, eat the first one. And that's how he thought about Shabbos every single day. Avel Hillel Hazaken Mida Acheres Haisalo. But Hillel Hazaken had a different Mida. Shekol Maisa L'Shem Shamayim. Shemer Posoch Hashem Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. He had a type of kavana and bitachon that Hashem would find an animal. I'm going to eat this today because Hashem's going to help me find an even nicer one before Shabbos. Interestingly, that we seem to pass it like Shammai. If I was like Shammai, we're not going to rely on the Nisim. Or even not on the Nisim, but just on the higher level of Bitachon. No, if you find something nice, save it for Shabbos. Save it for Shabbos. That's all earlier in the week. And that's why we know the Ramban discusses in Parshas Yisro that we don't call the names of the week by independent days, but it's just Yom Rishon L'Shabbos, Yom Sheni L'Shabbos, as the Gemara says also in the end of Rosh Hashanah, that there was a special shir, a special mizmar that was said every day in the Beis HaMikdash by the Levium, and it was all connected to Shabbos. All connected to Shabbos. Good. Avru Elu V'lo Nenu. What happens if after the 13, still no rain? Still no rain. Mimatin B'masu B'matan. So then people stop, business slowed down. Business slowed down. Machlokas Rishonim, does this mean only Simcha business, as we're going to have a limit on the Binyan and the Netiyah? Be'ez Hashem in a minute. Or any business. Seems to be Machlokas, different days in Tosfos. Tosfos in the first Berakah Megillah seems to say only business of simcha, but it's regular business to make a living. Maybe it wouldn't be an issue. But it's some type of limitation. Bibinyan vinitia, by building and by planting, right? That's also limits. And the Gemara is going to say only shal simcha. Be'eris sinu b'nisuin, we minimize marriage. Minimize marriage. U'b'sheila shalom, b'edan l'chaveiro, and even just saying hello to each other. We do it differently. Be'kibidei adam, hanizofan l'makom, like people who are pushed aside, by their host and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore says the Gemara, we don't say hello in the normal regular way, like we know the minhag is or the halacha is on Tisha B'Av. Interesting. Erisin and Nisuin, marriage is you need to do marriage, right? People need to get married, right? That's what they're not going to do for months during the Tzara. So the Rambam says that only if they haven't filled the mitzvah yet, right? The Rambam says, "V'kol mi umamatin be'erisin v'nisuin." Ella M. Cain, Lokia, Mrs. Piri Varivya, right? You have your Memite, even though the Rambam himself holds that it's a mitzvah to get married, separate from Peruvu. So we're Memite in this mitzvah, right? The Rambam says, unless, you know, we're Makai Peruvu, because that's a Bittel. But Bittel Kiddushin, just delaying it, right? That's not called a Bittel, right? You're allowed to delay, right? The Rambam also talks about that in Hilchas Ishus about when to get married. That's a Rambam that's much discussed. A Rambam later on in Hilchas Ishus. The beginning of Hilchas Ishus is where the Rambam discusses the idea of Kiddushin itself being a mitzvah. Right? Right now the Rambam says, Kodem Matan Torah, let's read that Rambam. Again, which makes it more of a Chiddush that even though it's a mitzvah, we don't do it because it's a mitzvah that has somewhat simcha related to it, and therefore we don't do it. Kodem Matan Torah, Hayadam Pogei Isha Bashuk. Before Matan Torah, how would marriage work? A man and woman would meet each other. Imratza Huvihi Lisa Usa, if they wanted to get married. Nisuin, Machnisa Lebeso Bala Beino Lebeinasba. It was just Knisa Lebeshuso. That's all it was. V'tielo Leisha. Kivash Nitna Torah, Nitztavo Yisrael. Once the Torah was given, that we were commanded, Shem Yirtza Ha'ish Lisa Isha, Yikno Satchila Bifnei Edim, V'acharkach Tielo Leisha. First, he does a Kinyan, and then they get married, and the Rambam says, V'likuchen Elu, Mitzvahs Aseshul Torah Heim. This likuchen is a mitzvah daraisa. Ubecha Bishlosha Dvarim Ha'isha Niknes, and when one of three ways, Bekesef, Bisharbiya, and then the Rambam has different girsos, our girsa, Bibiya Bishtar Menatora, Bekesef Devei Sofrim, the Ravik quotes, this is Meshubash, the Kesef Bishta has a couple of other girsos. The Rambam clearly holds that getting married is a mitzvah. The Rosh, as we know, beginning of Ksubis, does not hold that marriage is a mitzvah. He holds marriage is a Hechsher mitzvah. A discussion of the Rishonim, so it works better, obviously a little easier to push off marriage. But let me just find the Rambam here, relating to Peruvu. Here it is in Perek Tezvav. In Perek Tezvav, that's where the Rambam says that one could delay. The Rambam says in Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis and Hilchas Ishus. Ha'ish mitzuva peri yavirviya v'lo ha'isha. U'meyamasa ish neschai b'mitzvah zu miben shvasre. When are you chayiv in Peruvu? 17. And once you become 20, then you're considered a bitel asay. V'im haya osek batorah. Vitarudba, Vahaya Misyari Milisa Isha, Kadeshal Yitrapa Mizonos, Vivatamana Torah. If somebody is learning Torah and they don't want to have the tirda of supporting a family, the Rambam says, Harizimutulasakhar, you could delay. It's a mitzvah, just like here, right? During the time of famine, during the time of Tzara, you delay. It doesn't say never, delay. So here's the bigger chiddush even, that it's even if you didn't fulfill Peruvu yet. He's never been married. Or he's not even married. Mutar lezacher. Why? The Rambam says, Sheha osik b'mitzvah patar min ha-mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah. That's unbelievable. Right? Osik b'mitzvah. But then the Rambam adds even even more surprising words. The kol shekein b'talmud Torah. And surely by Talmud Torah, which is the most important mitzvah, you say osik b'mitzvah patar min ha-mitzvah. What's the chiddush gadol? The Gemara in Moed Katan seems to say that you do not say osik b'mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Right? If you're learning Torah and it's time to shake a lulav. You don't say, Osik B'mitzvah, you don't have to shake a lulav. Osik B'mitzvah, it's time to daven. You don't say Osik B'mitzvah. The Me'iri says Beferish. That's what the Gemara seems to say, but the Me'iri says it Beferish there. That you don't say Osik B'mitzvah, Patar Ne'mitzvah, when it comes to Talmud Torah. And here the Rambam says Beferish. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rambam, because the Shulchan Aruch is always kafuf and meshubit to the Rambam, he leaves out the last four words. Maybe he's just uncomfortable with that. For kol shekein b'Talmud Torah, it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. So there are many pshatim given to this Rambam, how he could apply osi b'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. Again, that's another example of a delaying in marriage, like we have here, a delay in the marriage, but there it's even before approval. Okay, we get back to our Mishnah. So Yatsa Nisan, Hayachidim Chosu Nimasana Yatsa Nisan. The Yachidim, even though the Hamon Am does not fast anymore after the 13, the individuals who started the fasting months ago, they also fast Chosu Nimasana Yatsa Nisan, and they fast until Nisan finishes. Yatsa Nisan V'yodak Shamim. If it only rains after Nisan, Simin Klala. It's a Simin Klala, Shenemar Halokzir Chitim Ayom, because it's not even the rainy season now, and it's raining like Shmuel Hanavi says, but that is the Simon Klala. Amr, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Hada Amar, when do we say that in the Mishnah, that Binyan is going to be Usur during these last days, Binyan Shal Simcha, by a Binyan of Simcha, a Binyan of a marriage hall, Avalam Kostal Gocha, but if your wall is falling down, if you have a wall of your house that's leaning and it's dangerous, so Sri Abaneo, you could break it down and build it up, right? Because that's not Binyan Shal Simcha. Shmuel Amar Kosla Deganoi Be. Shmuel seems to limit that. Only the wall that you live in. Meaning, if in the house that you live in, the wall is leaning, then you are allowed to fix it. But if not, what's the if not? Karban Eda Pnei Moshe. Karban Eda. If it's a wall leaning in a Binyan Shal Simcha, then you're not allowed to fix it even if it's leaning. Again, if it's mamish dangerous, Pikoch Nefesh, obviously for sure. But this is maybe it's just leaning, but it's not so dangerous. Or the Pnei Moshe says, no, that's not talking about Binyan Shal Simcha, just means a house that you're not living in. Right? How's it not living? You're living in one house. So you want to fix another house? No. You can't do that. Even if it's not Shal Simcha, that's Shmuel's halacha. Rabbi Babar Kohen, Amar Kumi Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Acha, B'shem Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Asa La'aris Isha B'Erev Shabbos. We have this Gemara at the end of Maseches Beitza. Amar says you can't have Erisin on Erev Shabbos, on a Friday. Why? Hadat Amar, Sholi Lasso, Sudas Erisin. This means you can have the Sudas Erisin, because you don't have a big meal on Erev Shabbos. You have to go into Shabbos with an appetite. Hala Aris, Ya Aris. Just the Erisin itself is considered a Kinyan, and that can be done on Erev Shabbos. It's just the Suda that's the problem. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos, based on a Gemara in Maseches Gittin, but the Gemara says in Reish Bem, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Bem Tes, Aser likvoa be'erev Shabbos su'uda u'mishte she'inorago b'me'achol. You're not allowed to be koveh if you have a choice. Again, if it's a bris milah, if it's a pigeon aben, that's the day it is, that's the day it is. You don't have a choice. But if you have a choice, like erison, you have a choice. So aser likvoa be'erev Shabbos su'uda she'inorago b'me'achol afilu yisudas erison b'pnei kavod Shabbos she'ikanis l'Shabbos k'shutoyev le'achol. So he goes into Shabbos when he has a desire to eat. V'kalayon b'chal iser, and the whole day is b'chal the iser. Right, there are those in Israel, sometimes they get married on a Friday morning. Get married on a Friday morning, that's there's no Sunday. So that's discussed. The Suda Shizmana Be'erev Shabbos, the Rama adds, if the Suda Isman, could go on Bris Milo, Pidyon Aben, Mutter Ke Nirali V'chein HaMinag Pashtun. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, V'lecho V'lishtos B'li Kviya Suda, eating without a Kviya Suda, Afilu Suda Sharagel Bo Bachol, that's Mutter Menadin. But when you get late in the day, so one should try not to partake because you want to keep your appetite. So that's what the Gemara says here. When it says no erison on a Friday, it means su'udas erison. Shmuel Amar, continuing, afilo b'tisha b'av la'aris. Shemika menu acha. Shmuel says, you could do erison anytime. Right? Even tisha b'av, why? Because you don't want anybody else to get this girl. If this is your girl that you want to marry, so then you have to do it as soon as you can. It doesn't say nisuin. Right? Erison, she's already considered married to you, even though she's still usher to you. But just do erison. That's enough. So that's what Shmuel says. Shemi kamenu acher. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Mechla, but she just did Shmuel. Isn't this a stira? Because Shmuel says elsewhere, Tamanu omer elokim moshev chidim beisa baisa b'mos dayan lalos hema me'avo yachad. Says the Gemara, based on this pasuk, we explained it also at the end of Maseches Beitza, at a very early stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already decrees, bas ploni leploni, the bas kol goes out 40 days earlier. So your bashert is your bashert. The Ko'omer Hachitz, how could Shmuel say, Shemi Kemenu Acher? Nobody's going to get her. Nobody's going to get her. It's already decreed. Answer, no, somebody can get her. Elo Shloi Kemenu Acher B'Tfila. If somebody davens really hard, so then it could work even if it wasn't Nigzar. Unbelievable. A big discussion that you showed him, what exactly this means. The Gemara adds, Afilu Kein Lo Kaima. The marriage is not going to work. It's not going to last. Meaning only your Bashert is going to work with you. Very fascinating and mysterious discussions here. The Rishonim in Moed Katan, in the Bavli, Daf Yud Ches, where this comes up, discuss this. What does this mean? That your tefillah is going to work to for something that is not designated? The Chidushi are around there. Pirish. Afal pi shegazer ala adam in Hashemayim. Bas ploni leploni. Efshar shetoal tefillas mi she'eino benzuga v'yaseena. Right, it's possible. It's possible to undo a bashert, so to speak, if we call it that, and marry. V'lasikna, but the Gemara does say at the end, in the Yerushalmi. I don't think the Bavli says this. Here, and in Beit Zila, basofya, Musa, Yigashena, Visena, Benzuka. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. That's also partially why we, when we daven, the Achronim say, we daven to Hashem, but we add in, Usakabel Barachamim, Uveratzon. Right, Hashem, I'll accept my tefillah if it's Barachamim. If it's not good for me, don't accept it. Only Barachamim Uveratzon is Tfilah Seinu. The Rambam, when he quotes this discussion, this is what he says in the 8th parak of Shmoneh Prakim, in the Hazakdama to Pirkei Avos, the Rambam says, Chas v'shalom, don't think that there's Bechira, that you don't have Bechira in a certain way, it's already decreed. Marriage can't be a mitzvah, as we just said for the Rambam. If you don't have full Bechira Chavshis in the marriage, then it can't be counted as a mitzvah. So it has to be, says the Rambam. Ha'emes she'ein safekbo, she'pu'ulos ha'adam kulan misuros lo. All a person's actions are given to him. Im yirtze yasev, im lo yirtze lo yasev. The Rambam talks about in Hilchos Shuvah too. You have a choice. Mi bilti ha'hechrech she'echrichei olav. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. U'mipnezeh roilas havosa. That's why there's a mitzvah. That's why there's a command. Omar, that's why Hashem could say, Re'na tazi lefadecha asahayom, asahayim esatof. U'vacharta b'chayim. The sum of bechira lanu b'hem, the chi of onesh, and we're punished if we don't listen, and we get schar if we do listen. That only makes sense if we have a choice. Only makes sense if we have a choice. Aval, he says that you find sometimes in Chazal something that points in the other direction. Hakol b'dei shemayim chus miyera shemayim higamkin emes v'notelat harmasha zacharnu. That's fine because yera shemayim is how you act. Ela shahar be pa'amim yitu bo b'nei adam v'yachshavu k'sas p'ulos ha'adam haboz l'b'chiraso shehu muchrach aleihem. People think that sometimes certain actions that really is in your choice are muchrach, and they're not in your choice. K'zivug ploni oheyos hamamon biyado v'zeh bilti emes, says Rambam, is not true. If it's a mitzvah, it has to be a choice. K'zosa isha shel l'kacha b'ksuba v'kidushin v'ksheira lo u'l'kacha lo l'piri v'rivya v'hi mitzvah. Hashem Yisrach lo yigzar basiyas mitzvah. Hashem doesn't go there. Kol pe'ulos ha'adam mesuros lo v'tluyos b'bechiraso b'hen below safek yimatzu ha'mitzvos v'ha'averos. And therefore, it can't be that it is beyond or something is nigzar, as the Rambam in the Shmoneh Prakim. Okay, we continue. B'sheila shalom. So the Mishnah said on these last days, we don't... or even after these last days, we don't talk to each other and greet each other in the regular way. Lo kain tani, but didn't we learn in a brisa, in shalom b'shalom b'chaver b'tishabav, avo mashivna said yotos b'safa rafa, right? You don't say hello to in the regular way, and if somebody doesn't know really the halacha, they're ahead, they say shalom aleichem to you, so you can answer softly. What's the question here? The Korban Eda says here, if we know already that the Yechidim are going to fast on those days, so of course you know that they're also not going to say hello in the regular way. Don't those two go together? That's how the Korban Eda understands the question. Answer, liyam shemitayim nitzrucha. Now the Chiddush is for the days in between the Monday, Thursday, Monday. Monday, Thursday, Monday, fine. For sure, those are not going to be, those are fasting days, and obviously those days we don't greet in the normal way. But even the days in between the Monday, Thursday, Mondays, those are also included. Good. Yatza Nisa, the Mishnah said, if Nisan goes out, hagasham and simen klala. Then it's the simen klala when it rains. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, ubilvad Nisan shel tkufa. We're not talking about if Nisan goes out without rain. It means the, not the month of Nisan, but the season of Nisan. It means the spring tkufa, 30 days after the spring equinox. If it rains after that, that's a simen klala. And Amar Shalbar of Yitzchak, it's only though, hadad de tomar b'shalo yardulam g'shamim mikfar. If it didn't rain at all beforehand, so that's when it's a simen klala. Avalam yardulam g'shamim mikfar simen brachahim. But if it rained before and it finally rains, then we should be happy. We should be happy that it rains. Okay, Adrolach Perek Meimasai Maskirin. That's the first Perek. We get to the second Perek of Seder Ta'anios Ketzad. Right? There's two Prakim called Seder Ta'anios. Seder Ta'anios Ketzad and Seder Ta'anios Elu will be the next Perek. So Seder Ta'anios Ketzad. What's the whole process of Tefillah on these fast days. There's a machlokas. Many Rishonim say, the Ritva and the Ramban say that this is what was the practice, not only on fast days for rain, but on all fast days. Right? On all the fast days for any of the tsaras that are listed, this is the seder, not just for the fast days. The Rambam sounds like it's just for the rain days. The Rambam in Perek Dalid seems like it's specifically for rain. That's what the Mefarshim point out. The Rambam says, "B'chol yom v'yom misheva tanios v'achronos shel matar mispalin al seder zeh." Right, that's when you do this. So it doesn't sound like he's including all the other tzaras. So what do? Matina tatevel rechova shel ir. You bring the aron out to the street, right? To be mefarsim. V'nosin efer makle al gabi ateva. And we put ashes on top of the aron with the Torah in it, Ubarosh HaNasi, Ubarosh Beis Avbezdin, on the head of the Nasi, and the head of the Avbezdin, V'kolechavecha, Notov HaNasi, and Barosho, and everybody puts on their heads. So you put Afer. What type of Afer? So there is a discussion here in the Tosfos. If you look in Tosfos on this Mishnah, Tosfos is printed in the Bavli on Tez Zayin Mabez, the Tez Vav Mabez. Tosfos says, what Afer? V'oso Afer, havi me'etzem adam. Shahari huha efer havizikarna akeda. We're going to talk about in the Gemara that the ashes is a zecher to the akeda. So you take human ashes. That's what Tosfos says. Havizikarna akeda ubakeda hu haya atzamos. Right? Human ashes of bones or tiny little ashes of bones. Says the Reb Yaakov Emden, what is Tosfos talking about? What is Tosfos talking about? Even the ashes of wood, right? Yitzchak was going to be burned on a wooden mizbeach. So just take ashes of wood. It'll be dafka better to take wooden ashes and not human, because Yitzchak wasn't even burned. Zoshakari afal shi Yitzchak. The afer of Yitzchak is the ashes of the wood. V'lachin be'afer shall sreifas eitzim ba'alma yisachirazu. Ze pashut ubarer umochrach. Right? Shlo kedevri atosu shem vade zarim ma'od. Gambalav hachi. Very strange. Very strange that this would be in Tosfos that he takes the human ashes. It sounds like the beginning of Brachas, right? Din garan daser biri. Rabbi Yochanan used to carry around the bone. But if you look in the Sharm Sinai Balacha here, he suggests, right, he quotes this, discussion. He says, maybe if you look in Tosfos and Chulin, less than a Kizayis Ben Ameis doesn't need Kvura. So maybe that's why halachically it is okay. But he says, maybe Vinira Lee, he suggests that it's a Tos Sofer in Tosfos. The Mistama Yakasa Betosfos may etzem Aleph with a smidgic. Upirusho Ayel. It meant Ayel. Shari Avram Avinu Hikriv Elt Ayel Tachas Yitzchak. Vito Lichtov Adam Tachas Ayel. That's what he suggests, that it should have said Ayel, not Adam, and it said Aleph, and somebody misopened up that Rashi Tevis. Okay, we continue. They get a religious leader to give them Musar. Achenu lo nomar banchi nidve. Right, my brothers, it does not say by Ninveh, V'yarlakim es sakam es tanisam, that Hashem saw their sackcloth and fasting. El V'yarlakim es maaseyam, the ikar is the actions. Ki shavu midakam ara. U'bekabala ma'u omer, and also in Nach, V'kir levavchem v'abagdeichem, tear your hearts and not your clothing, V'shuvu al Hashem alokechem, and return to Hashem, your God. Amar b'chia bar bavala me'yosun l'chova shalir, why do you bring it out to the street? Lomar chashavnu ki lugolam l'fanacha, as if we went into Galus. That's the field. I'm Rabbi Shoben Levi. The fish is probably a bit sin of alonenu. Since, well, we davened inside and it didn't work, so we'll try outside. Feel yatsu lachuos vias parsimu. Nafkamini between the two reasons. The Bavli says, going to a different shul. I'm Rabbi Chiyah Barba Lama Motiras Atelor Chovah Shalir. Why do you take it out? Lomar kli echad shel chemda shayalanu garma avonoseinu shiis bazeh. We had one beautiful treasure and we blew it. We blew it and it's embarrassed now. Rabbi Chuna Rabbi Desiparan Amar Avoseinu chifo so zahav faanu chipin so efer. Our forefathers covered it in gold. And we bring it outside, we cover it in ashes. Amar Yaakov Jeromia, Valama Token Bekranos, and why do we blow? Lomar Chashavnu, Chashvinu, Kilun Goim Kibahemal Fanacha. We're like making animal sounds. Where the Bavli has a little different, right? That we say, Hashem, we're not going to have Rachmanis on the animal if you don't have Rachmanis on us. There's a Ben Yoyad about that. Amar Belevi, Valama Yosef Ben Akfaris. There's a minog to go to the base Akfaris. Why do we do that? Lomar chasham nukilu mesim lefanecha. We're like dead if you don't give us food. The Bavli has another daya, so that the mesim daven for us. The mesim daven for us. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, the kulham ban. If you go to a cemetery, all potential punishments are included. So we say to Hashem, it's kilu, we got it already. Im misa anu chayavin, hare mesim. Im galus, hare golem. There are dead people here. We went into galus. Im ra'avon, hare re'evim. We are hungry from the fast. Hashem is with us. Whenever I saw them doing this on the Aron, my heart, my body started shaking. Sometimes in the days of Rabbi Ila, they left the Aron by itself. You can't do that. Lo hayu mischafen alei kol hayom. They didn't have watches that switched the whole day. Ela echra yoshiv b'shama kol hayom. Right? Somebody stayed there the whole time to make sure that it was never left alone. So he did not like that minug of it being left alone. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue.